huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, I believe that you mustn't believe in luck, at least if you want to become successful in your endeavors. I remember supporting Liverpool my whole life and hating the fact that Man United used to score last-minute goals, 95th-minute goals, 97th-minute goals, seemingly every week, and it used to frustrate me, and I used to think they were the luckiest team in the Premier League. I still kind of do. So the reality is, if you analyse statistics in football, most goals statistically are scored in the final 10, 5 minutes, maybe even in extra time. And we think it's luck, but in reality, it's other forces we simply don't understand. Like if you think about Manchester United when they used to score those late goals, maybe their team was the fittest. Maybe they were able to take it up another gear when other teams weren't. You know, maybe the crowd and the atmosphere did have an impact on maybe decisions from the referee or the energy of the players. So in reality, I think that luck is just the unknown that you can't explain. Now, I know some people are going to disagree with me on this, and it's okay, and I'm quite happy for you to debate. And after all, everyone is entitled to my opinion. But here's the thing. Let's say that there is such a concept as luck. And, you know, there are some things that are lucky and unlucky in your endeavors and pursuits towards success. The problem with that as a belief, even if it's a true belief, is that you are out of control. You can't do anything about it. You are simply at effect rather than cause. You are a victim rather than in control. You are reactive rather than proactive. And I just don't think that that mindset is going to set you up towards success. You know, and there are certain traits that successful people have. According to Brian Tracy, who's, you know, one of the biggest people living in personal development, the single most important quality of successful people, tried and tested and researched, is optimism. Now, sometimes optimism is naivety, i.e. I'm going to be a millionaire when most people aren't, or I'm going to be a property investor when most people aren't, or I'm going to quit my job when most people don't. But that naive, optimistic quality is the quality that makes a success, even though there's risk in it. And it may not always be the case that, you know, you can become successful, because obviously everyone can't become successful. So what we believe does not necessarily have to be the true stone cold reality of how the world works. What we need to be successful is to have the beliefs that make you successful. You know, naivety, a crazy vision of doing something that most people on this planet could not do, being disruptive, you know, observing the masses and doing the opposite, being greedy when everyone is fearful and fearful when everyone is greedy. These things are not statistically likely, as a populace of the population, a mean, if you like, to get you successful. But it's the traits that everybody who is successful has. And I've been trying to think about this and articulate it in a way that's productive and empowering. And I get that it's quite a paradox. It's not easy to wrestle with. But this is why I wanted to put this video and podcast out there. And I want to get a debate going. I'm not saying I know all the answers. I'm still trying to figure this out. I think we all are. I mean, if we could reverse engineer luck and make it work for us, we'd all be billionaires or as successful as we wanted to be. So I believe, and this may be right or wrong, but I'm going to propose to you that it's a good belief, that luck isn't luck, but luck is what you don't yet know. So, you know, let's say we see someone as lucky. Man, you are lucky for scoring all those late goals. Or this millionaire is lucky because they inherited wealth and they were given it on a silver platter, on a silver spoon. Well, in reality, there's things about Manchester United and the millionaire that you don't know yet. You just haven't cared and considered and take time to work out. But once you actually spend time with them, reverse engineer what they do, maybe you get mentored by them, you become part of their inner circle, you desire to research what makes a success, you can see that, as many of the personal development people I've learned from say, success leaves clues. They're not usually successful by accident. They're usually successful through design, through preparedness, meeting opportunity. And some people say, oh, well, opportunity is luck. Yeah, you could argue that opportunity is luck, but what about being prepared for the opportunity? You know, you could get your very best potential property deal the first time you go out on a viewing. Might that be deemed as luck? Yes, although I would just say it's unknown. But then you've got to turn that into a good deal. You've got to rent that out. You've got to get rid of the voids. You've got to do a cost-effective refurb. You've got to manage that effectively. You've got to get finance on that deal. None of that's luck. That's stuff that you need to work out and reverse engineer. So there's a lot of people now out there with what the Americans call this humble brag, you know, basically attributing a lot of their success to luck. Now, whilst that sounds very humble and they're not being narcissistic about what they've done, I just can't swallow that because I can't reverse engineer what luck is. I can see, if I look back in my life, opportunities that have come, which we're very fortunate to receive, like meeting Mark Homer, my business partner. That was certainly fortunate. And not being very big when the recession came so that we were lean. When other companies went bust, we grew. You know, that was certainly nice timing and good luck. But, you know, I had to spot that opportunity, seize that opportunity, work on that opportunity, overcome the obstacles of that opportunity, and turn that into the opportunity. There's also been times where I've had great things happen to and for me, and I've messed them all up. There's been, you know, must have been hundreds of times when I've had great opportunity come my way, and I couldn't even spot it because I was so blind and myopic. So if we believe that luck is the unknown, and we try and work out and make the unknown known, then to a certain degree, we can reverse engineer luck. Now, of course, timing can be lucky. It could be serendipity. It could be manifestation. But remember, just because we don't understand it doesn't mean that it isn't something that has some kind of order and purpose. Now, it might be pure randomness. You know, there are definitely theories out there where there's this random chaos that's happening. But if you think about your lifetime, like everyone else's lifetime, you put yourself in the right position to seize the opportunities, listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks, get mentors, educate yourself, be in the right social media communities, etc. If you put yourself in the right place enough times and you work on your skills, then if these opportunities are somewhat random, I would argue most of them aren't. I would argue that you've created some energy out that brings some energy back. There's a lot of study of quantum physics. And you know, if you think about the law of attraction and manifestation, that would say there is no accident. There is no coincidence. It is all done by design. The world gives you back the energy that you give out to it. So yes, but along the way, you're going to have some good runs and some bad runs, just some things that go your way and some things that don't. But it, you know, if someone says, oh, that successful person is lucky, they put themselves in the position of being the victim. They say, oh, well, they were successful because they were lucky, and I'm clearly not lucky, therefore I can't be successful. But to make myself feel better, I will bitch, moan, and complain about them being lucky. Well, that's not empowering. And even if that was true, that they were lucky and you were not, it's still not empowering to you. So it's not a position that I believe you can take if you want to be successful. My wife's looking at me. That means my hairdresser is here. My hairdresser here. Yeah, all right. Ooh, I think I'd finished anyway. So to summarize then, I can't believe in luck, and I don't believe that you should believe in luck if you want to be successful. I think luck is defined by many as preparedness meets opportunity. So the better you prepare, the better you are able to seize the opportunity. Now, opportunity may come randomly. It might be random, but it might be just a way that you couldn't explain how it came. But the more you get to know quantum physics, the laws of the universe, how people work, how energy works, how brand works, you know, how you get out what you put back, how money works. The more you understand how this all works, the more you're able to actually see the sense and the order and the strategy in things that happen and come back to you. You know, if you ever catch yourself saying, oh, that person is lucky, interrupt yourself and say, they probably know things I don't. How do I work out what they know? If you feel that you're unlucky, you're probably just looking at all the bad things and the downsides of the things that happen in your life. Whereas if you looked at the upsides, I mean, if you're healthy, if you have clean water, if you have relationships with family or friends or children, surely you're lucky. I mean, apparently the odds to be born are like something crazy, like some trillions to one or something. Are we not lucky? An amazing coincidence just to be born. So often the perception of luck is damaging your ability to be success. And I think there's a lot of humble yet bad information about what luck really is. And I do believe you can make your own luck. I have to take the stance that nothing I've done in my life has been lucky, good or bad, i.e. lucky or unlucky. I have to take the stance that it was by design and by my behavior and by my focus and thought processes. I get back what I put out. Because if I believe that, then I can scale up what's working and I can learn and improve what's not. And surely that's the only way from a mindset point of view to go towards success. And it gets you out of this victim mentality or this accident mentality. All right, thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. I've been doing some surveys to work out why more people don't listen to podcasts. Because it's not as big as a YouTube or Facebook yet in the UK. About 5% of people in the UK listen to podcasts, whereas in America, I think it's 25%. But still, how many people have an email and a Facebook page and a YouTube channel? That must be like, you know, 50, 60, 70%. I don't know. So that's why is that so much further ahead? And I'm told that people don't like the ads, and I'm told that people don't like the long intros. My podcasts have no ads and no long intros. I'm also told that maybe they feel they're too busy or they don't know how to subscribe, but it's the easiest thing in the world. You just go to Stitcher.com or go onto the podcast app on your phone, just search Disruptive Entrepreneur, press subscribe, and you can listen on the go. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you feel there's anyone out there that's having a bad time of it, financially or in their business, or they're just struggling, why don't you share this video with them? Because I think whatever the reality is of luck and, you know, success, I think we've got to have beliefs that support our ability to get there and put us in a proactive, positive state and not a, you know, a victim mentality or in a position where we're out of control. Thanks for tuning in.